Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Kuf Tzadi Tes, mitzvah 599, the mitzvah of Chalitza. The one mitzvah of Chalitza, after two mitzvahs of Yibum, the mitzvah Aseh of Chalitza. The Torah tells us that if one does not want to do Yibum, so then the halacha is one has to do Chalitza. V'im lo yachpotz ha'ish l'kach ha'ses yivimto, if the man does not want to take his Yivama, to take the woman that is Zakuk to him, his sister-in-law, va'alsa yivimto hashara el hazakenim, then she goes up to the zakenim. Who are the zakenim? We'll see, it's a bezdin. V'yamra, me'ein yivami l'hakim l'achiv shem b'Yisrael. She says, my yavam refuses to rebuild the name of his brother, lo ava yavmi, v'karu lo ziknei yirov v'dibruei lov, and they call to the ziknei ha'ir, and they talk to him, they have to ask him, v'yamad v'yamar lo chafatzi l'kachta, and he stands up and says, I don't want it, lo chafatzi l'kachta, v'niksa yivimto elov l'enei ha'zakenim, and then again in front of the eyes of the zakenim, she goes close to him, v'chaltza na'alo me'al raglo, she removes his sandal that is on his right foot, v'yarka b'fanav, and she spits in front of him, not at him, but in front of him on the ground. V'yansav v'amar, and she says, kacha ye'aseh lo'ish asher lo yivnes b'sachiv. So is what is done to the man, asher lo yivnes, that does not rebuild his brother's home, v'nikrash shmo b'Yisrael, and he is called in Israel Beis Chalutz Hana'a. There are many parts to this process, which Beis Hashem we will get to talk about, but this is halacha l'maisa. There are chalitzos that occur today. After all, as we said last time, we don't do Yibam really anymore, because we don't have the proper kavana, but we do chalitzos. This is the mitzvah with all its many parts. As we'll see, though, it's all counted as one big mitzvah. So let's see what the Sefer HaChinuch has to say. Shitztavinu lihiyos hayavam choletzes liyavam na'alo. Kishelo yirtza liso solo liisha. If they don't want to do yibum, then she does the act of chalitza. It's called, he does chalitza, but even though the word chalitza means to remove, lachlotza na'alo, and she is the one that does the removal, but it's called that he does chalitza. He allows chalitza to be done, and he starts the process. V'alzeh ne'amar v'chaltza na'alo me'al raglo. This is somebody who did not rebuild his brother's house. V'lo yimach, right? If he would have done yibum, then the Torah said, v'lo yimach es shemo b'Yisrael. His brother's name is not erased, as we spoke about. The Ramban, Api Kabbalah, who is it be talking about? Is it talking about the child? Is it talking about the brother? But either way, if Chalitza is done, so then the brother's name does not continue on. Mishorshi HaMitzvah. What's the shorish? What's the message? Any message that we could get out of this seemingly strange process of removing a shoe and spitting towards him and calling him someone who didn't want to do what the Torah wanted? So two ideas. One in the chinuch, and then we'll have one from the achronim. Mishor shi ha-mitzvah. Lefi sho ha-isha ha-zoz ha-isa re'uya l'shami sho ish ha-zeh. Tachas echav min ha-tam she-zachana l'mala. This woman is ready to service and, as we said, be part of this man. She's ready for marriage. V'huena rotza, but he does not want to take her. He doesn't want to take her service to him. Tzivsa ha-Torah, the Torah says, she-te-ata-ase elav, ma-isa-shimush ze-shachalitzas-nal. She does one act of shimush. She removes a shoe, as a servant would do, to remove the master's shoe. Shu-shimush ha-eved ha-kanui, which is a service that an eved would do, not a wife, but an eved would do, but it symbolizes a service, the pirsum lefnei bezdin laharos, to show, lakol, shekanuya haisal lagamri, look what could have been, look what could have been, we could have served each other, we could have made something beautiful, v'chiroi ha'yelo liyabimusa, and yibam could have been done, ulefi, as we spoke about in the mitzvah of Yibam, the chesed of Hashem, that he creates this situation to help her, and to help the dead brother. Because he doesn't want to, that's how it's formulated. She's able to leave. And she spits as if to do just the opposite. Taking off the shoe is an act of service. Spitting towards him is the act of, no, I'm by myself, you're not my master. It's kind of a bizayon, dafka. She is totally broken away from him, and she does not have to give him covet anymore in terms of being ish ve'isha, just like a strange man that's not related, who she wouldn't not, she wouldn't prevent herself from spitting in front of him. So now she could go marry whoever she wants. So says the Chiddush, fascinating. There's an act of shibud and there's an act of cheiros in the same process. It's all the mitzvah of chalitza. The Netziv has a little different shot. The Netziv says, remember, Yibum has a lot of magic to it, a lot of sod, as the Ramban discussed back in Parshas Vayeshev in the story of Yehuda and his sons. So there is an element of Kabbalah, an element that we don't even understand the power of a Yibum, but we don't do it anymore because we can't have the proper Kavana, as we already saw in the Mishnah in Bechoros. But what's the message of taking off the shoe? Says the Netziv, remember what we wrote, what I wrote by Moshe and by Yoshua, when you have to take off your shoe in a makam kadosh, shalna alecha me'al raglecha. What's the symbol of that? Removing a shoe. Hafshatas teva haguf, vahalichos derech eretz, lios miyucha lavodas Hashem v'lamod lefanav. A shoe symbolizes gashmi, it symbolizes this world. And when I remove the shoe, it's as if I am removing my physicality in order to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to elevate myself. Amnam Sham, in those extreme cases of Moshe and Yoshua, Myrilios Tamin Merkava Lashchina. That was to be a constant Merkava chariot for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And most of us are never commanded that. But once in a while, if we're in a situation that we need to be mafshit or gashmius in order to go up that spiritual ladder, we need to do it. Mikal Makom, in Baliyat Adam Yisrael, Esek Mitzvah. That he wouldn't be able to do if he's totally shakua in this world. And that's his shoe. That's his symbolic shoe. He has to remove it. Mitzvah v'chova lasos kach. Ba'os ha-shah. V'teyah mitzvah doche teva gufo. The mitzvah has to overcome and override the gashmi. This is symbolic to any mitzvah. If we have something that is holding us back from doing a mitzvah, we have to remove that yetzer. We have to remove that elephant skin that is holding us back. So what's going on here? The Torah says to do Yibam. This man doesn't want to do it because he can't have the proper kavana. He can't be in the world of Ruchnius, in the world of Hashem Shamayim. So the message is that he can't remove that skin. He can't be Shalna Lecha Me'al Raglecha. Hayav Amenu Yochol Lahafshiris Minolo Karega. Shemishum Zeyna Rotsu Liyabim. Al Kain, therefore, what do we do? She takes it off for him. As if to say, you couldn't do it yourself. I'll take it off to show you what you should have done. Alkena mitzvah sheivama tachlots nalo mi'al raglo. Ka'omeres elov, as if to say to him, sha'ata ba'atzmacha incha yachol hafshit minal. You can't do it yourself. You can't do it yourself. And that's why they call him chalutz hana'al, the one who had his shoe removed, but not the one who did it himself. That's the second message that Netziv has. One in the chinuch, one in the Netziv, in terms of the message of removing the shoe. Good. The big lumdis in this mitzvah that we have of chalitza is, we know it's counted as a mitzvah, mitzvah aseh, according to all countings, but in lumdis, is it what we would call a mitzvah or a matir? That's the lumdis, the question that is asked when it comes to gerushin, when it comes to shechita, and when it comes to tevila, all the same question, meaning, is there a mitzvah to hafrashas truma? Is there a mitzvah to do this even if I'm not interested in the result? Meaning, let's say the woman has no intention of getting married. She's 95 years old. She's not going to get married again. Does she still have to do chalitza? Is it a mitzvah incumbent upon each and every person involved? Again, the formulation is the mitzvah is on the man, is on the yavam to do yibam or chalitza. What if the woman has no plans of getting married? Is there a mitzvah? So this is the shaila. The Chacham Tzvi asked. Chacham Tzvi, in the first Chacham Tzvi, Siman Aleph, the Chacham Tzvi has, it is a matir. If she's not interested, no problem. She doesn't have to do it. Shaharei kol ikar masha anu kofin ala chalitza. When do we force for chalitza? Mishum lesa dida. Shein chos minosa velo te agen v'tesa. We don't want her to be an aguna and to have to sit and not be able to get married. V'yav agav da armina begamar kol shihui mitzvah lo mashinan. Al karchach lav ayinu taimu tekfiya mishum te kofin al kol mitzvah sase. No, this is unique. The al karchach lo armina hachi. You only say you're kofin on a mitzvah sase el be mitzvah sase shein a tluya badavar. The EF surely he potter bimanda b'shum inyan. If there's a mitzvah that you can't get out of, you have to do a chovas gavra. So then we say bezdin forces aval b'mitzvahs asay hatluya bidei adam. But a mitzvah that is dependent on a person. Kegon chalitza shim he rotze lehis again. If she wants to remain single, v'gam hu eino makpid and he doesn't care anan lo ichbalon. But mitzvahs asay kazu. Ein kofin ilam mishum igon dida. So in very clear terms, the first Chacham Tzvi says This is a matir, it's not a mitzvah. When you do it, you get credit for a mitzvah, but it's not what we call a mitzvah, and therefore, if she doesn't want it, she doesn't have to do it. That's the Chacham Tzvi in the clearest of forms. Who argues? Look in the Sefer, they're big sugya, but look in the Sefer HaKovitz, in the back of the Frankel Rambam, on the first halacha in Ilchos Yibam, Perak Aleph Halacha Aleph. The Rambam says, mitzvah seim in the Torah to do yibam, or chalitza, u'mitzvah asei zu pashut, to kishar mitzvos, kimo shofar v'lulav v'domeyen. It's just like shofar lulav. V'im hi v'hu mirutzim shaloli abeim v'lo lachlotz, if they decide not to, v'ratzona lo sheves galmuda v'aguna, if she wants to remain alone forever, bezdin kofinos olakayim mitzvah. He argues on the Chacham Tzvi. Right, Bezin will force them. V'raya bro, what's my raya? The fact that we mentioned, remember last year we mentioned this, the fact that the Gemara uses Yibam and Chalitza in the context of Asi Dochalos Asei. If it was just what we would call a mitzvah's reshus, it wouldn't be powerful enough, says the Kovitz. V'yislak adaitach de'ein bo mitzvah ki'im berotzim b'chiha ein Asi Dochalos Asei. You won't say it, you'll just say, so don't do the Asei. If it's a choice, like it says, Exubis, Daf Mem, Oni Shosa Batziso, Deloasi Asiv Dochalosa, say, whatever there's a choice, he says, look in the Rashba. That is the formulation of the Sefer HaKovitz. But again, this is a huge topic, whether we say it is what we call a mitzvah or a matir. Comes up also by women who aren't not only decide not to get married, but what about a woman who halachically don't have a heter? What about an Eshes Melech? The Mishnah says in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Ches, an Eishes Melech does not have Chalitza done. Doesn't have Chalitza. She doesn't do Chalitza. Ein Cholsin La Eishes Melech. So, why not? Rashi says, there, Daf Yud Tesim Abeis, Mipnesh Asura Linase. She's not getting married anyway. The wife of a king, she's not getting married. Right, let's say there's a brother. Right, not getting married, says the Rishash. So Rashi, clearly, Matir approach. Says the Rishash right there, Sanhedrin Yud Ches, L'chora, Hachanami, the mitzvah chalitza, ain't a bichdesha te muteras linase. It's not just about that. Elashi mitzvah mitam hakamus meitanu. It has hidden meanings. Avim ain't a rotze lihinase la'olam. It's a mitzvah. Ubishuv zacham tzvi semanalf mashma the dait of gamkein, dim ain't a rotze inkan mitzvah, vitzarech ian bedavar ze. I don't agree with this, says the Rishash in Sanhedrin. But again, this is the issue. Mitzvah versus matir. Can an onain do chalitza? Well, we wait 91 days anyway. But is it? Can it be done? The Maharit has a tshuva where he says, no, it's not done. One of the days is because it's a mitzvah, and onain is patur mikol mitzvahs. That's one of his days. It's a mitzvah. Maybe the other day doesn't hold like that. The other day is that, well, they can't be mechavein properly because he's in a state of aninus. Sounds like if they could be mechavein, they would be able to do it, meaning maybe that is a matir approach. What about the order? We'll get to different parts of chalitza soon. The Mishnah tells us in Yevamos Daf Kuvav, the 12th parak, is all about chalitza. The order of the mitzvah chalitza, and the Gemara says that it's not ma'akev. The Seder is not ma'akev. So the question is, does that tell us anything? The more we say that it is, or even, you don't even have to guess, that Rabbeinu Peretz writes in Sanhedrin, Rabbeinu Peretz writes, Chalitza is about Lahatir Yivam Lashuk. So even if it's out of order, once it's done, it's done. Lagabe Hatir Lashuk, that's it, it's finished. It's pure Matir approach. Rabbeinu Peretz in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Tes. Maybe if you would say it's a mitzvah approach, it has to be done in a certain way. Again, a number of nafkaminas, this relates to the bracha that we discussed about last time when it comes to the bracha on Yibam or Chalitza. Do you apply the principle of mitzvah slav lahenos nitnu? A huge topic that comes up in this discussion. So that is the first major question, mitzvah or matir. The Menachas Chinuch, even that we discussed last time, discusses the kavana needed. So that also might play a role. The kavana that Chacham Tzvi discusses, do you need kavana for the heter? Or can you just have kavana for the mitzvah? V'tzorach hakiras chacham in that same tshuva. Iach kavana de be'inan b'chalitza. Hainu mitam de mitzvahi uke'in kavana sa mitzvah. De pasku rova poske mitzvah strichas kavana. And that's why you need kavana by t'chalitza. Or no, this isn't about a mitzvah. Oke'in kavanas ha-hakna'os. De be'inan das kone umakne. Or it's like das kinyin. V'hinei, so he says, ima kavana hamura kanu al derach kavanas ha-mitzvos vade tshricha jadei b'shas ma'isa mamish. Lahatir king kol ha-mitzvos. If it's about kavanas ha-mitzvah, then you need to have that b'shas ma'isa. But if the kavana is just about kinyin, so then, af im lo kivim b'shas ma'isa latir lashuk. Ela shehu yodeya shebechalitzas minon unteres lashuk v'ucholis labli shimones enonu choshul mitvarm shebelibo az bo'osos man. Right, if it's just das kinyin, then maybe there can be more flexibility in terms of what he was thinking. Good. Midiniya mitzvah. What are some of the halachas of the mitzvah? And a lot of the halachas of chalitza are parallel to yibum. The Gemara says, kol sheyishbo, whoever was subject to yibum, subject to chalitza, if there was no zika for one, there's no zika for the other one. So the first halacha he quotes is, ki yeshu achim yachtav, prale ishes ach shalohaya bolamo. If a brother was born after the brother died, so then that brother does not have a zika. Because that is not, that is excluded. It's ishes achiv shalohaya isa bolamo. Good. Vizeh seder chalitza. Now let's get into the different parts of chalitza. Even before we start, the different parts are counted, though, as one big mitzvah. And this is interesting. The Rambam already points out something connected to this. Usually the rule is, let's take tefillin. Two mitzvahs. Tefillin shel rosh, tefillin shel yad. They're not ma'akev zeh et zeh. Right? If I only have one, I put on that one. That is a litmus test. That's a red flag. Two mitzvos. Na ma'akev zeh et zeh, two mitzvahs. If something is ma'akev zeh zeh, one mitzvah, the dalan minim, of sukkis, lulav, they're ma'akev zeh zeh, that's one mitzvah. That's the usual rule. Says the Rambam, what about tzitzis? Tzitzis. The Rambam says this himself in Shorish Yud Aleph. He asks if the rule usually is that ma'akev zeh zeh is one mitzvah, and ma'akev zeh zeh is two mitzvahs, so why tcheles and lavan by tzitzis, why is it counted as one mitzvah? If they're not ma'akev zeh zeh, if you just have lavan, you just wear lavan. So it's not ma'akev, so shouldn't it be two mitzvos? So the Rambam says, no, it's not. So he doesn't really explain it. So what's the answer? Said Rav Soloveitchik, well, there are two kinds of not ma'akev zeh zeh. One type of not ma'akev zeh zeh is because it's two separate independent parts. That's like tefillin. It's two separate mitzvos. But there's another type of ain ma'akev zeh zeh. For example, chalitza, he quotes. Chalitza has different parts. We have Bezdin calling them and getting everything set, ready for the what's going to happen. Then we have the actual chalitza taking off the shoe. Then we have the kriya. Then we have the rakika. Then we have all different. And in Yevamos Daf Kuf, it discusses different tanoim knock out some of these b'di'evet. Even if you didn't have all the parts, b'di'evet, it's okay. So they're not ma'akev zeh zeh. So you're going to tell me every part of chalitza is a different mitzvah? No. That's a different type of ma'akev zeh zeh. That's ma'akev zeh zeh in terms of there's an ikker and there's a tafel. That can be counted as one mitzvah. Sorry, even though tzitzis ein ma'akvin zedzeh, so that's counted as one, but that's like chalitza. It's not like ein ma'akvin zedzeh until it's counted as two. Usually, yes, ma'akvin is one and ein ma'akvin is two, but it depends about which type of ein ma'akvin. So that's an important ha'ara, that this is all one mitzvah. Good, so now let's get back to the chinuch and go through the process, because so many of us have never been to a chalitza, and even if we have, it hardly comes up. Hopefully it hardly comes up, because it's a tragic story. It meant somebody died without children. So, what happens? So what happens is what we do today. Yivaru shlosha anashim sheyodim lakros ayavim vayivama. You get three dayanim together. They add on two more to make five, and then they add on a couple more to make at least a minyan. Lefir sumi milsa. That's the minog to have at least a minyan. And what do? They go to Nelech. One of them says to the other one, Nelech l'makom ploni v'nikva makom l'chalitza shaplonis. They designate the area that's based on a Gemara and Yevamos Kuf Aleph. The Dayanim have to be koveya duchta. They have to set a place. So they designate it, they set the place, and they call the man and the woman. The woman generally does not eat that day. Doesn't eat. L'chatchila, she's fasting. That's why chalitzas are usually done in the morning, because she's fasting. Why is she fasting? Because we don't want to have any chashash that the saliva that comes is from an external stimuli, from something that she ate and not her natural saliva. That is the reason why the chachila she fasts. V'machlein cholzen osab osa yom. And if she ate, we try to push it off. Chodesh shemachlein is v'ramah mivyim osa adirikika. Bid the evet if it's done, even if she ate, you can still do it. It is not ma'akev. Good. Then they speak to the Yavam, they speak to the Yavam, and they make sure there's no children involved. They make sure everything is correct for a chalitza situation. There's a special type of sandal that Bezdin then puts on to the Yavam's right foot. He's barefoot, he's not wearing socks. They wrap it around a couple of times. Special sandal, special way of wrapping it around. If you put it on his left foot, it is puzzle. And then what do? After it's on, so he stands next to a wall. And then they're makri. Makri na seyvam v'lashon ha-kodesh. They say, me'ein yivami lova yami. V'tiza hershlo tafsik. And you say it in a proper way that you make sure that nobody has any misunderstandings of what is being said. And then he repeats, lo chafatzti l'kachta. Interesting question. What do you mean? Bizman Azeh, he says, what if you would want to do Yivam? We wouldn't let him do Yivam. So why does he? Maybe it's sheker lo chafasi lakachta. So the Imre Emes said, the Imre Emes, the Ger Rebbe says that no. The point is based on the Rambam and Ilchus Gerushin, based chaf. Every Jew wants to do what Kadosh Baruch Hu and Chazal want us to do deep down. It's just our Yetzirah, you know, that is controlling us. So once the Rabbanan decided that chalitza is the appropriate, so memela every Jew can say lo chafasi lakachta because I want to listen to the Rabbanan. So therefore lo chafasi lakachta. So that's what he says. And then what happens? I'm reading the chinuch. She unties the straps of the sandal below siyua shel yavam klau without any help of the yavam. He just stands there and she unties the sandal. Again, the symbolism we mentioned before, the chinuch and the sif. And she removes the shoe. Also, he cannot help out in the removal. He stands next to the wall and then afterwards he puts his feet into the ground. And then after that we have the rakika. She spits towards him. Rok shehu nira ledayanim. Rok that is visible to the dayanim. And then bezdin is makri. And then everyone there says chalutzanal three times, chalutzanal, 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 vizel, and that's the chalitza. After the chalitza, Bezdin gives her a shtar, a get chalitza, so she can have it. A divorced woman has her get to show. They give her a shtar that says that chalitza was done. And then the chinna quotes the entire nusach of the shtar that is used. There is a discussion in terms of the edim that is required for chalitza. Reb Chaim makes a big deal about this. Diyuk in the Rambam. Diyuk in the Rambam that on a daraisa level, chalitza does not require edim. Different than kiddushin, different than gerushin. Why? So explains Reb Chaim, and it's quoted in Reb Achan and also in Siman Ayin Vav in the Kovas Ha'aretz. There are different types of processes in halacha. There are some where the person himself is the poel, the creator of the chalos, and there are others where a person is just the actor of the physical act, and memela the isser or the chalos kicks in. So explains Reb Chaim, by kiddushin, by gerushin, you need edei kiyum, because the person is the one that is creating the chalos. To create that chalos, it needs to be witnessed. It needs to be witnessed. The presence of edim lends a certain transcendental element to this event that is taking place. Chalitza is a physical act, and memela, the heter kicks in from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am not creating the heter. So memela, you don't need edei kiyum there. You don't need a dikiyim there on a daraisa level. That's the difference between edim for kiddushin and gerushin and edim for chalitza. Again, a big topic in the world of edus. Again, the mitzvah is on the man. If a man doesn't do yimar chalitza, then he's mevatel the mitzvah, except according to those achronim, the chacham tzvi, that says if they both don't want to, then there is no bitel mitzvah. Okay, Rabosai, next time we get into the 600s.